بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. One of the beautiful things that we have in our religion, and the most beautiful thing, is that we only worship and sanctify God. We only worship and sanctify God. We don't worship anything else. We don't worship Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't worship any imam, any disciple, any saint, any scholar, any leader. We worship God. Inni ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana. God is saying to Moses, fa'budni wa aqim as-salata li dhikri. We don't sanctify others. The sanctification, the adoration, the idolization of others is not found in our religion. Prophet Muhammad himself says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I'm not an angel, I'm a normal human being. With a difference, the difference يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. I receive direct revelation from my Lord. He was not an angel. Prophet Muhammad had needs, just like us. Walking in the markets, he had to eat, he had to drink, he had to sleep, he had to have a partner, a wife, children, family, community, friends. We do not idolize others. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, my friends, in some countries or some cultures, the way they look at their leaders, they almost worship them. I hear the other days, from a credible source, credible newspaper, that many people in North Korea, they think that their leader, their current leader, he does not urinate. He doesn't have urine because he's very holy, very sacred. This is how they perceive him. Because of the brainwashing, the country is disconnected from the whole world. And this is how they tell them that. He's very holy. In other countries, in India, in Africa, in other countries, in the Middle East, they do the same. In Morocco, if you see their king on television, how they bow before him, the ministers. I went to Morocco, and you know what they name their king? Amir al-Mu'mineen, hafidhahullah. Amir al-Mu'mineen. They don't say the king, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Muhammad al-Sadis, Amir al-Mu'mineen. And people really believe he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of, the commander of the faithfuls. And I don't want to say anything about him. Go check him out. In Iran, they used to worship Shah Iran. They bowed down. They kissed his shoes. If you can see some footages. We should not do that. Especially bowing, my friends. Our ulama, our scholar, in the school of Ahlul Bayt, they say it is not permitted to bow down to anyone. Even your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your friend. Not even bowing before a holy shrine It's not allowed. It's forbidden. Bowing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives permission and asks certain people during certain occasions. Allah asks the angels to bow down. But that is an isolated incident. Allah allowed Ya'qub to bow down before Yusuf. وَرَفَعَ أَبَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. But after that, Muslim leaders, the scholars, they say it's not allowed. We can't do that. I know the intention is not to worship, to respect, but you don't have that permission to do. We bow before Allah. Even kissing the hand of the scholar, my friends. Many scholars, they say it's forbidden. If you want to kiss the mu'mins, to kiss him from his forehead. This is the Islamic way. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do, not the hand. Now some people say you may kiss the hand إِذَا أَرَادَ بِهِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. You are doing that and your goal is the Prophet, to honor the Prophet. But many people, they say, stay away from that. Why? Because Allah wants you to submit to Him. One day Amir al-Mu'mineen was walking in Kufa in the market. Some of his friends who prayed behind him, they said, we decided to come to protect you, to be your bodyguards. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, no. No. He's the caliph. And there were many Kharijites, many enemies who didn't like him. His life was in danger. He said, no. I don't want someone to walk behind me. They said, why? He said, because when you walk behind someone, you are doing injustice to two. To the one that you walk behind him, because he's going to be arrogant. Don't do that. Do not sanctify people. The second, it is a humiliation and degradation for the people who walk behind him. And that is unacceptable. Both are unacceptable in Islam. We respect the ulama, we respect the maraja, but we don't idolize, we don't sanctify. They are a human being. Human being, they are not infallibles. Allah says the infallibles, I made certain people infallibles for certain reasons. And those are the Anbiya and the Imams. The Imams, the 12 Imams and Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, and the Anbiya. For certain reasons, because they have to be role model. Other people are humans. One day we say something good, maybe another day we have mistakes. This is the beauty of Islam. The beauty of Islam, Islam, as I said in the first sermon, is not a cult. Some people think that, you know, if someone drinks from a bottle, from a glass, they go and drink the rest of the water for barakah. It's not good. It's not good. Go and touch him, he has barakah. Kiss his abba, he has barakah. This is not good. This is not good. This is not an Islamic. This is not an Islamic. My father, when they come to kiss him, you know, he tell people, go and kiss your wife instead, you know. I've seen him doing that. So, we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not make people holy. Don't make them holy. No one is holy. We are all humble. A good society, a society that has no differentiation. Prophet Muhammad, with all his greatness, he would sleep on the floor. He would sit with poor people to eat. He established a platform in his mosque, As-Suffa. How oftentimes he would go and eat with those poor people. It has been said in the history that when someone comes to visit him and he's sitting among his companions, they cannot recognize him because he doesn't have a special place. He has to ask, where is Muhammad? They tell him Muhammad is there. He doesn't have a special, he doesn't have a throne, he doesn't have a seat. This is the way he led his life. This is his tradition. We have to learn from that tradition. Islam was strong at that during these days because of the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The leadership of Imam Ali when he walks in the market with no bodyguards, no entourage, and he goes and checks on people in their homes. That is the greatness of Islam. We have to restore Islam. We here in the country, in this country, in America, we are under no intimidation. There is no government who is following us, punishing us, threatening us, intimidating us. We have to thank Allah for this gift. The gift of the freedom that we enjoy. The gift of the freedom. Don't you enjoy the freedom? If I am wrong, tell me you are wrong. We have a free. Muslims in America are more free than all other Muslim countries. Believe me. If I am wrong, tell me you are wrong, Sayyid. I experienced this myself. In Mecca and Medina, I can't express myself. In Mecca and Medina, I'm intimidated. The house of God. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Allah says, the house, my house, whoever comes to this city is amin. But some people are not amin. They don't find security. So alhamdulillah, God bestowed these privileges and gifts on us. So we have to use them in the good way, in a good way. To promote Islam, to promote the correct Islam, the right Islam that serves the entire humanity, inshallah. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat inna allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum